Bob. Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Dennis.
Hi, good news. It looks like it came through for us.
I sent it from my alternate email address.
Did you? Okay, I didn't even look at the email address. But yeah, it came right through.
Okay.
And I can get started on this for you guys right now. Hopefully I have some good news for you either maybe Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. Thanks, Dennis.
You're welcome, buddy. For our conversation in the past, I remember you wanted me to let you know if we were going to outsource this anywhere else or syndicate it.
Correct. When you pulled my credit, you're going to see that I got knocked by like 60 different entities, and I don't even know who they are.
Right. Yeah, somebody shopped you all over town, and I apologize that happened. It's not something we're going to do, but...
Yeah.
But, just out of curiosity, was it because of the industry type or something that they had to do that? I'm just trying to make sure that I know what I'm up against.
No, they all say they're direct, but really their direct programs, they're not. They shop it all over. Now, I know it was more than one because back in January, I think, I picked four entities that swore they were direct lenders. And I said, don't send it out anywhere. All right? Now, I know they're gonna, I know this because every single application looks identical. You know, it's like just cut and paste somebody's name, they're all the same app.
Right.
So they're all going, it's like, anyway. But the long story short, I know who did it because I'm still getting calls now. And people say, well, I got your app a while back and I want to work on it. And I ask them a couple questions on the app because I made each app a little bit different to make sure they didn't lie to me, but they did.
Good for you. But if we do, I will definitely, I'm going to get a hold of my underwriter and say, look, if you're going to send this somewhere else, let me know. Give me the name of the company, and I'll let you know. If they cross that line, then, I mean, it's not really a line. It's just, I want them to tell me, obviously, what they're going to do. So.
Mm-hmm. But, no, I don't want it to go anywhere without me knowing, because I might have already been there.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want that to happen to you as well. I'll look at the credit report, because we only pull through Experian ourselves, and I'm pretty familiar with that. I believe so. I mean, for the majority, yeah. I know some use another company, starts with the F. I forget what it is. But anyway, I'll look at that and obviously, you're out and about today, and I want you to enjoy your day. Maybe on Monday we can touch base, and I'll go through the ones that I see the inquiries from and see if you had any feedback for them and see what it is. Obviously, we have to pride ourselves on trying to keep it in-house, but if I can't, and I want to let you know that as well and keep you abreast and make sure that you're familiar with that company if you've heard of it, so it's not, like you said, crossing two streams.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dennis.
You too. Have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
You can send me text. I'll get them. I might not hear the phone ring, but if you need something, just text me.
Okay. Sounds good. It'd be from a 619 area code. That'd be my cell phone. But
okay.
But either way, I'll keep you informed here.
Oh, I should. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Dennis. Bye.
You too, Bob. Have a good day. Bye.